Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I had a question that Google could not answer the other day. We were golfing Sunday, right along the river. We were on the Iowa side and noticed a big flag at half mast. And I think it was on the Nebraska side. And I couldn't figure out why the flags were at half mast. Usually, it's either a mass shooting, and I wasn't aware of a mass shooting on Sunday.
Now, somebody involved in government was
or a dead or politician.
Like it was a dead politician.
Oftentimes, they put it at half mast.
I did hear about it. It was some Nebraska politician.
Was it a Nebraska? Okay, because I thought the flag was on the Nebraska side. Because Iowa didn't care about your dead Nebraska politicians, and Nebraska didn't care about your dead Iowa politician.
I think it was a police officer.
Okay.
Oh, no, you're right. A cop was killed. Ooh. Yeah, a cop was killed. That was sad. Yeah. That's right. It was a cop.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we have more answers from all the questions Nick was asking of the escort. Nick did pepper most of the questions. So she says, do I peg?
First
question, do I peg?
Peg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'll be your hemorrhoid hitman.
Todd just said that.
Todd sucked the tape saying that, right?
If you have the foresight and consideration to give yourself an enema first, though, I've had to stop and run to the bathroom to throw up.
Oh,
gross.
Yeah. There's a lot of plunging in there, I'm guessing, yeah.
Do I have a place for work or do I work out of hotels? Depends on the situation and the client. I have a little pied de terre.
A she shed?
I don't know what that means. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but I got a guy who can pronounce that.
Yeah, you do.
Do you?
You bring me up here.
Okay.
All right.
God's cool. Pushing buttons.
P-I-E-D-A with a little thing
What's it
over
mean?
It. We'll find out from Julien.
Well, this is Julien, the Frenchman who makes French pronunciation videos here on YouTube, and we are looking at how to pronounce this phrase from French that is also used in English. We're going to be looking at how to pronounce it with a typical French pronunciation for reference as well as in English. This designates a small living unit like an apartment, a condominium, or a studio, usually located in a large city some distance away from an individual's primary residence. So a small place that you can go to. How do you go about pronouncing it? In French, we would say pied-à-terre. A pied-à-terre.
Yep.
But it'd be fine in English to call it pied-à-terre. Pied-à-terre.
Never heard that
from
term.
French. pied-à-terre. Oh. Here are many more videos on how to pronounce all of those useful words.
I'm glad that's not the first video we ever heard of him.
Yeah, when
it wasn't as hot.
No,
not as hot at all, man.
Yeah, well, it was
a couple seconds when he was a pied-à-terre.
It was a little more clinical.
Well, and he was a little, his voice was a little higher, yeah. And he was moving a little faster.
I bet that was an older version until he realized that the sexier voice got more clear.
Yeah.
I could slow down and lower my voice just a little
so
bit.
So she's got a little apartment place.
Bang me in the
She's got a place.
She's got a little banging hut.
Right. She's got the banging pad in the city I use for clients who don't like hotels.
The peg shed.
Right. I will use a hotel if it's large enough with a lot of foot traffic. Typically only 4 stars or above. I don't do odd calls. Period. I will never go to someone's house for the simple fact
people
I could
kill
easily
hookers,
be
man.
Chopped up into tiny bits and buried in the basement. Think Silence of the Lambs basement situation. Outcalls, not
put
safe
the lotion
at all.
In the basket.
Right. You know. In my opinion, unless you know the guy well, even then, just no.
And even hotels, she said, whether in a busy part of town, nice hotel. We're not going to some hourly strip mall off the interstate.
And, well, we call them Todd Motels, said he.
Right. The place is Todd stays.
The place Todd stays, she will not go. Right.
Do I fake orgasms with clients? Always.
Todd. Todd does, by the way.
Now keep reading the email, Todd.
I will. Have any huge wieners scared me? Yes.
Yeah, there's the client. That was my question. I'm proud of that one.
Whose wang was approximately the same size as 2 Red Bull cans stacked on top of each other.
Holy cow.
He has to order condoms online because even Magnums are way too small for him.
What was that black dude's name?
Long Rod Von Hugendong.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Of course I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong. Right.
There was also one client whose weenus was in the shape of a question mark. Dude told me ahead of time. Over text, he had...
Probably the Peronis, man, right?
Right, he had a curve in his penis.
That's a lot. A question mark curves back.
No big deal. Most men have a little curve to it. Curve my ass. It was an effing question mark. That was fun trying to work with.
Right. How's he pee?
Yeah. What do you...
Standing sideways?
Yeah, standing beside the toilet.
Yeah, right.
Facing away.
Yeah, just looking at you while you're peeing.
Or waiting. Or look at you while you're waiting in line.
Yeah, it's real awkward in public bathrooms with urinals.
Yeah.
That's well, weird. He's not going to be erect while he's peeing most of the time.
True, Nick.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, Nick.
Hair, huge cans is her description of what do I look like. Am I afraid of getting arrested? No, not anymore. When this first started, I was very scared of getting arrested. But as you learn the game, you begin to recognize patterns in how legitimate clients approach you versus how law enforcement approaches you.
That's
it's pretty obvious when it's a cop.
How do people get in touch with her? That's a question. Push one to know.
Hey.
And she didn't provide that information.
Because that's the key. She's not a streetwalker, so somebody has to know how to get a hold of her.
Yeah, I don't know how you get the word out, so we'll toss that out there. I'm also curious about that last question that she answered. How do you tell? How do you know?
Yes.
What is the obvious sign that it's a cop trying to arrange something?
You go, hi, this is a cop.
I know why. Maybe we watch too much TV, but the cop can't bring up money. She has to bring up money.
Is that how it works? That's how it works on Law and Order, I guess.
Yeah.
Dun-dun. As anybody's wife.
Yeah, she tries to. Yeah. In those TV shows, once again, if you're a cop, correct us here. Isn't it like they always try to get the John.
I thought the money and the sex act had to come like in the same sentence or something.
And the John has to say
like that. Yeah.
Right, right.
Like around $20.
Right.
That's how I got taken away. It was a van full of guys, and one of the guys said euphemism for oral around, hey, baby, around $20.
And how old were you?
21.
Man.
And about 18 cops.
First weekend in Arizona.
Came rushing out.
Can't take the farm boy out of Arizona, out of North Dakota, right? Okay.
Yep. And then the judge laughed at us. When we showed up for court.
Was that your first experience
of
handcuffs and the cold steel of being cuffed and stuffed?
Oh, no. There was a shoplifting incident in Moorhead,
oh,
Minnesota.
Oh, that's right.
What'd you steal?
19. My buddy, I was an accessory, apparently. But my buddy stole.
You were like with the accessory.
You've always worked with a partner.
He stole a chocolate cream pie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we've heard that one.
And a tube of chapstick, I believe. He also lifted a tube of chapstick.
How much for a chocolate cream pie? Write that down for that girl, the hooker. Yeah, that's got to be something weird there. Yeah,
that's extra.
Has anybody's wife ever found out about me? Unfortunately, yes.
Uh-oh.
Only because some men don't take enough steps to hide their burner phone or app, and the wife will find it and start calling numbers in the phone, trying to figure out what's going on. I don't engage them. I tell them they have the wrong number if I say anything at all. And where do I work? She works in the medical field. That's her other job.
And what's she look like?
Long hair, huge cans.
Long hair, huge cans.
It's a different girl. Okay. That's not a picture, though, you know?
True.
It won't go anywhere. Supposed to put in his folder. That's about it.
Hey. Throw Nick under the bus once or twice again.
I know. Well, yeah, I should once in a while.
Well, her name's on there. We can't give it up, but Nick can do his Facebook investigations. He's always good at that.
Oh, Nick's good at finding hookers on Facebook, yeah. See, I just threw him under the bus.
See, thank
right
you.
There.
There you go. That's better. That's all it takes.
He's really good at that. Exactly.
I appreciate that.
Oh, man. Thank you for responding. We also have a big, long email, too, from a doctor.
That's our doctor buddy.
Yeah,
That's Dr. Justin.
Yeah, that involves, cysts and draining them and just, all that kind of stuff.
The sepsis and the ingrown hairs we've discussed. Do you want to get into that?
Let's hold on to it for next segment. Yeah. Hold on to it for next segment.
Nick, why are bad bosses at Amazon named Wayne? What's that mean?
That story's weird. I just wanted to send this story because of the name Wayne.
Yeah.
Wayne's World.
Yeah, but has that now become part of the Amazon vernacular?
So apparently, the newly fabricated dispatcher named Wayne represents every manager who assigns incompletable routes and package loads.
He's based
in reality. Yeah, so it's just the name that's kind of taken off among drivers.
And you damn well, it started somewhere where it was a guy named Wayne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. All right. Okay.
Oh, that's like there was an original Karen somewhere.
A meme based on a seemingly real dispatch boss that a driver wrote.
That's a good point. Yeah. There was a real Karen somewhere.
Okay. Yeah.
The original.
Yeah. The patient zero.
That took Nick 3 seconds to find that hooker on Facebook. Great. Thank you.
Escort. Sex worker.
I just like saying the word hooker, though. I realize it's, I don't think I'm really pissing
anybody off. I doubt she's offended.
Is she?
But some people are. Some people worker is the acceptable term.
It's the appropriate term. I know.
Right. But it seems like she's been listening to the show for a while.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Appreciate that. I can't get this. I'll have to figure it out here, Nick.
You can't click on the link?
You click on it. I got to zoom in. I have to go to the news feed. And, like Nick's hookers. It's a separate page Nick has.
Right. See?
The secret page.
See how easy that is?
You told me to do it. I did it twice in a row, right?
See how easy that is? Thank you.
All right, that easy. You want to go see Nick do comedy this week? Where you at, Nick?
Yes, I'll be at Maggie Mae's on Friday night in Council Bluffs.
All right. Our buddy Tyler Walsh will be in the studio later on this morning. And also Chris Porter and Zach Myers scheduled again today.
It's going to happen.
Third time's a charm?
Going to happen.
All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.